You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Orioles reporter, Brittany Giroli. And Brittany, the trade deadline is behind us now. We'll get in a little bit into what the team has done. They've added some pieces, the pieces they needed to, I think. We'll find out if it's the right players as the season plays out. But we knew the Orioles would be challenged as far as who they could get, but they go out and Dan Duquette and company get the job done as far as adding a starter, and they also get a bench piece as far as a bat goes. We'll get into that. I wanted to start, though, with Tuesday night's game and Dylan Bundy, who, since becoming a starter, I mean, this is suddenly the Dylan Bundy that we thought we'd see a couple of years ago before all the injuries derailed his career. Tremendous again for the second straight start. He takes a no-hitter into the game a good amount. 88 pitches on Tuesday, 7 innings, just 1 hit, no runs. He strikes out 7. What stood out the most to you, or the last couple of starts, what has stood out the most to you about what Bundy is doing as a starter?
I think probably how efficient he was on his pitches last night. He threw 88 pitches over 7 innings, but still, that wasn't a career high. He's thrown 89 in the previous one and only gone 5 1/3. So last night he was commanding the ball, Tim, and he was doing it early and often. And you saw the looks on the Rangers' faces. They weren't sure what was happening, what was coming at them. He had 3 pitches going and moving well. And I think for Dylan Bundy to do that against a team as good as the Rangers were certainly said a lot about what he's capable of.
Yeah, I mean, that is an impressive lineup that the Rangers have, and it was maybe even more impressive after the deadline as they've added more pieces to that team. You mentioned the 88 pitches. As far as pitch count goes at this point, because obviously they've been lengthening him out after being a bullpen guy most of the season. Granted, he was a long guy, but what's the limit at this point? Was that about it for last night? Is he at the point where maybe next start he can push 100?
He could, yeah. I think the big thing is going to get him up over 90. It's funny because he had that no-hitter going for a while last night, and Buck said that, you know, he'd never tell if he was relieved or not that Bundy finally gave up a hit. But no matter what, he said the 7th was going to be Bundy's last inning. I think they're being very cautious with him, but they're doing a good job. They've really done this all year. He's really been treated as a starter, even when he was in the bullpen. So I would imagine maybe getting into the 90s, probably not pushing it to the hundreds unless it's an easy 100 this next time out, but he's getting close to really just starting to let it go.
Because of the way this has worked out with him being in the bullpen, the Orioles kind of avoid a situation that other teams have run into with guys coming back from injuries. I mean, we obviously, the famous situation is Steven Strasburg being shut down by the Nationals because of the innings limit and missing the postseason. But even look at this season in the division, at some point, the Blue Jays are going to move Aaron Sanchez, who has arguably been their best starter all season. He's going to get moved into the bullpen because of an innings limit. Whereas with the Orioles, you have Dylan Bundy, who's suddenly looking like maybe your 1B to Chris Tillman at the top of that rotation, and he should be fine from an innings standpoint. I mean, this kind of works out in the Orioles' favor starting this season the way they did with Bundy.
Yeah, it really does. I agree. They don't have to worry about any of this. Certainly, it's not going to be a topic of conversation, I think. So really kind of interesting, but maybe similar to what other teams have done with top prospects. David Price started in the bullpen before moving into that starting role. So I think, again, the Orioles didn't anticipate this happening this early, but the need called for it, and Bundy has certainly stepped up.
Yeah, and maybe Bundy's the biggest addition to this rotation that the team could have hoped for here down the stretch. But the other addition at the trade deadline, Wade Miley, comes over from Seattle. The Orioles didn't have to give up a whole lot to get him. He's a guy that the numbers don't stand out this year, 7-8 with an ERA pushing 5 and 19 starts. But Miley's always been a guy that'll be out there every fifth day. He's a guy that can eat up some innings. And considering where the Orioles were, what they had to give up, he seems like the best alternative they could have gone for and a nice fit into this team to help out that rotation.
Yeah, he does. They wanted a lefty. They wanted a lefty since they lost Lane Chen last year. So I think adding Wade Miley, him pitching as well as he's pitched here in the last month or so, is obviously huge. And just getting a guy to eat innings. He's averaged, I think, 193 over the last 4 seasons, and they need people to go deep into the game. It's really been their issue all year. So I agree. Not a whole lot for them to go out there and get. and they didn't really give up too much. You know, Errol Miranda, an okay pitching prospect, not one of their top guys. So I think they felt pretty good about that move.
Yeah, and the uptick of Miley's pitching recently, obviously that's key too and something teams look for. They also had a bat and a familiar face, Brittany, and Steve Pierce. It'll be his third tour of duty with the Orioles. And he had a great season up to this point with Tampa Bay. He was hurt for a little bit of a stretch, and he wasn't in the lineup every day for that Rays team. But a 309 average, 10 homers in part-time action, I think 60 games total for Pierce so far this season. But he'll have no trouble fitting in, obviously, first of all. And then what a nice piece to add. What exactly is his role, though, with this team? Because I know he can play some first, he can play some outfield, he can DH. Where will he see most of his action with the Orioles?
Yeah, I think he's going to be kind of all over. He's going to be a little bit of DH. He's also got the ability to platoon in the outfield. So they liked how versatile he was. They also like the fact that he hits left-handed pitching well. They don't. If you look at the stats, pretty alarming how much they've struggled against left-handed pitching. So I think that was also pretty important. And obviously, as you mentioned, the familiarity with him. They know him. They like him. He fits in well with his team and what the team is trying to do.
One more guy who can hit the ball out of the ballpark. The Orioles have plenty of those, and they add one more to the group. Obviously, the win Tuesday night was big, Brittany, but Sunday's win over the Blue Jays stands out to me because they were kind of in a dangerous situation there. They lose Saturday to Toronto, fall into second place briefly, a half game behind the Blue Jays, and then on Sunday, they're in extra innings, and that game can go either way. If it ends up being a Blue Jays walk-off win and a sweep, and the Blue Jays are suddenly a game and a half in front, who knows? But instead, the Orioles able to get the run across, big single from Scope, and then the home run from Adam Jones, and they get a win that it's just one of 162. But along the way, there's certain wins that I think get that little asterisk next to them, and Sunday seemed like one of those. It was a win the Orioles had to have, and they got it in extras.
Yeah, it was huge. They really struggle to play well in Toronto. I know a lot of teams do, but in particular, the Orioles pitching staff just does not do well there. So I agree. It seemed like a very back-and-forth game, a very grinded-out type of game. And for them to win that, to go there in first, and as Buck said after the game, they left there in first. So, you know, you kind of take the two losses, and then you kind of got to put them behind you. So they were pretty encouraged that they at least got out of there without being swept.
One more thing I wanted to touch on with you, Brittany, is a neat story from Tuesday night, and not during the game, but before the game. For people that tuned in, maybe people missed the story, but Zion Harvey threw out the first pitch, and it was a real cool story. MLB.com was all over it as far as the coverage of it and everything. Here's the first child to have bilateral hand transplants. In other words, two new hands, basically, and he threw out the first pitch to Adam Jones. I know you wrote a story on it on the website, but if you can just explain what this kid has been through to get to Camden Yards throughout that first pitch. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy. He wasn't available to be interviewed last night, but Adam Jones would kind of take a special interest in him. And Jones was very excited to see him, and he said, you know, his first pitch was a ball that Jones might have chased. So it was pretty cool to see when you think about, I think it was 18 months of rehab and really hard work for him to get to the point where he could get out there, hold a baseball, and throw it. And that's something that me and you and a lot of people take for granted. So it was really neat to see this kid there. I think he inspired a lot of people.
Yeah, and a chance for baseball to kind of give back to a special kid. It was really neat. All right, this has been MLB.com Extras, our Orioles edition. For Brittany Giroli, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.